This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Adjusting of my own there, Kara. It's 7 after the hour. How do you do? Monday is upon us, the 18th of September. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen to discuss what happened this past week and what the heck happened. I suppose we can start with Jennifer because she's been missing in action for a week. The outrage of that is enough on its own to have a long conversation. However, there probably were good things that came out of you. Would you go to Colorado? You
went
to Colorado.
I did. I was in Colorado visiting with my grandparents, which was fun.
Do they smoke marijuana?
No, they don't. Actually, they live in a county. It's really interesting because even though marijuana is legal in the state of Colorado.
Why are you laughing? Victoria had that.
Well, because that's funny to ask. Like, do your grandparents toke up?
Well, there are a lot of grandparents who do. As you say, toke.
There are, actually, in Colorado where it's legal. But in their county, every county has to vote whether or not to acknowledge the legal marijuana status. And in theirs, they live in Grand Junction, it's illegal still. But they have done the CBD oil. You know, both of them have things that they're suffering with. My grandmother went through cancer, and my grandfather has Parkinson's. And they found that the CBD oil has helped them a little bit, which is, you know, all the good stuff of marijuana without getting the high.
Hi. Well, you can, the hemp, the whole world of hemp. Is there a new world of hemp? The hemp world. Yes? No?
Right.
New world of hemp? I mean,
well, hemp is now more available. It's now much more available. You can use it for all kinds of things. It's a great skincare product. You can use it for rope. It's good for clothing. It's great. You can grind
hemp
it up and use
it. Delicious in coffee.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. How America is changing. So that was what you got out of you. Want to share any other stories from Colorado, or shall we move on, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, we tried to go to Breckenridge, and we had some altitude sickness going on. So
really?
We had to make an emergency return to Grand Junction. But
well, on your part or with your...
My part, my grandfather's part.
Really?
It was weird. It was a little strange.
If you're not used to altitude, it is something that will be very distressing and distractful. And I don't know how you get prepared for it, frankly, unless you just go do it. I remember the first time I was in Colorado at any height, I was on a bicycle trip and rode. I was with a group of people that we took a van to the top of some mountain. I don't remember the mountain, but I know we were like 14,000 feet up, and nobody could. They were all tourists. I don't even remember why I went. It was some radio thing. And so they gave us all bicycles to ride down the mountain, and we did. But it was even, there were huffing, people were huffing and puffing going down the mountain because of the lack of oxygen.
Thin air. You know, I'm a sea level girl, you know.
Yes.
So, thankfully, I mean, mine just kind of presented itself like a cough, I think, because of my asthma. But my grandfather was actually, like, seeing things and stuff.
Really?
Kind of weird, yeah.
Is he okay now?
So, we ended up leaving. Oh, yeah. As soon as we came down the mountain, everything was fine.
Yeah. But there are times you lose if you're not prepared for it. Some people walk. I think I told the story about Meredith a couple of weeks ago, walking up or hiking up Machu Picchu, if that's how you pronounce it, in Peru. And there were eight people, and they all had a tough time of it. She did, but she's in great physical condition, and so it didn't affect her as much as it might have. But it's something that you think about. That's maybe if you want to go to some place, whether it's in our country or elsewhere, you're not used to. There are places, there's mountainous regions in most parts of the country. Take the Appalachians. If you go a little bit west of where you are, Kara, there are nice climbs in some of the parks that are there. And then you go on the other side of it, you're in Ohio, southern Ohio. It's nice, but it's not outrageous. The Rocky Mountains whole different story. And then you go in the northwest to where some of the mountain areas are. It's just something you have to prepare for. All right, so we've learned that lesson. Victoria, what extraordinary lessons have you learned this past weekend?
Well, I've learned that I get super bummed out when the summer's officially over. We had our
you
last
You sound kind
weekend.
Of bummed out today.
Aww. I had terrible sleep, too, but yeah, I mean, it's I'm bummed. It's the last weekend of the summer, but which was gorgeous, and it was just
so
really
why not think about it this way? Think about how much you have to be thankful for, how wonderful the whole summer was, and wow, I can hardly wait till next year.
Yeah, well, it went by too quickly, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
It's interesting just to see when you're sitting on the beach and you see the waves and the storms and how they're already affecting everything up here. It's the really dangerous riptides over the weekend. A few people drown in the ocean. It was really, I mean, people just need to really respect Mother Nature and its power, because even though those storms are so far away right now, for the last 3 or 4 days, we've seen waves here that our surfer friends, who are, you know, really great surfers, they're fine, but it's the undertow and the undercurrent, it's just so powerful.
I have news for you, pal. Jose's not that far away. Jose's chugging up the East Coast and is going to head out to sea about where you are. It's not that close to the coast, but as you just suggested, the tides especially, I was watching some of the Weather Channel information last night because I wanted to see, it kind of screwed up my week of farming, because the rain will start.
I think it's
going to
reach
tomorrow.
You, right? The rain will go all the way up?
Well, the rain's going to bother, but that's okay because we've been a little bit dry the last, and interesting, after the summer got started and everything was so wet, now it's so dry. But the wind, if you're on the coast, wherever you may be, whether it's Long Island, the coast of Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and then it's not going to much bother you. You have coastal residents in New Hampshire or Maine and the islands. If you go up into Canada, it's not going to much bother, but it'll sort of careening out, or only, I think it's within 85, 90 miles. It's downgraded somewhat. But it's still going to be a lot of wind and rain, and that's what you expect at this time of year. Hurricanes.
Well, at dinner last night, all of our phones started blowing up with the tropical storm warnings from tonight through tomorrow night.
Right.
That's when the warning. So I don't know if they know exactly when it's going to hit or what it's going to do, but all the warnings came in last night. So there'll be something here, but I don't think it'll be that bad.
Well,
certainly not what anyone else has had to deal with. You know, I don't want to complain.
No, but if you go through some of the things there, Kara, what's the weather like? And it should be very humid and not wet, but very humid in Washington at the moment. Is that the way when you drove into work 2 or 3 hours ago, did you feel the humidity in the air?
It was actually a little chilly this morning.
Really?
I expected it to be warmer. It wasn't hot, but it was cooler than I thought it would be. And it was super duper muggy on Saturday, but I think it's going to get more humid as the day goes on and over the next couple days.
There's an interesting eeriness to the air when you're either in the path of the hurricane as the hurricane goes through and after for a day or so. We just started to feel that. Sort of a little bit last night here, maybe a little this morning. And so you go back to, okay, what experience do all these people have in common, whether you're in Houston or Florida? It looks like that next storm, Maria, might go pretty much down the same roadway as Irma did. I don't think it's a hurricane yet, Tropical Storm Maria, forming over the weekend in the western Atlantic. Over near, there's a little island. If you don't know, everybody says, what's that little island off the coast of Africa? That island exists. There are 4 people who live on that island. There's a runway long enough to accommodate every airliner, any size airliner, and there's a fuel dump there. There's always a barge off the coast of this island, and the only purpose this island serves is to refuel airliners that are flying from either Toronto or New York or the east coast of America to Johannesburg, South Africa. That's it. Although the planes can't make it. Most of them can't. Now, a couple of the newer ones can, but for the most part, it's a little island, just a speck on the map. And people are, what's that island? And that's what it is. So anyway, that's where most of the hurricanes form, just sort of south of that island. And that's where this Maria formed, and it's moving along about 460 miles southeast of the Lesser Antilles at the moment, 15 miles an hour, which is about twice as fast as Irma moved. And so where it goes remains to be seen. But there's a model that shows that it goes through those islands that we're talking about, Antigua and Barbuda and St. Kitts and Montserrat, which is an interesting little island, Guadalupe. And
it's the last thing these little islands need right now.
Yeah, no, another wipeout. Yeah, so how my children tell me it's very hot. Well, my daughter and her husband and Miles are actually in Scandinavia, but Brendan says it's hotter than you know what in California, Jen.
I don't know where he is. Yesterday, it was actually, I think, 72 degrees yesterday.
Well, I think he was complaining about the weather the last 3, 4, 5 days. So
maybe
I
missed it then.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was beautiful. I didn't even sleep with my air on last night, which is great.
Really? What about the fires? I've heard precious little about these fires. And even though we have a lot of people in Mont, it's like we haven't respected the power of these fires. Not only here in our country, but around the world there have been fires. I think they've been contained more in the last week or so, but they were.
I know the people in Colorado were complaining. They were getting all the smoke from Montana.
Right. Yep. And what's this about thousands of Houston firefighters told to stay home during Harvey? The city apparently wasn't prepared. They had no schedules. The fellow who runs the firefighters union, his name is Marty Langton, said the fire department could have done a better job during the storm. Huh? Remember I told you what a doofus the mayor was of Houston? They have no organization. They had no preparation. There were 3,000 firefighters who were instructed not to report to work because they didn't know how they were going to handle them because they couldn't get through to their stations. Huh? So you don't send them someplace else? All these trained people? And they don't let them come to work? Something wrong with that story. That picture.
Doesn't sound right at all.
No. It doesn't. Speaking of things that don't sound right, the accommodations that people are going through to protect themselves. We had a nice conversation. I've had several nice conversations. I don't know if nice is the right word for it, Jennifer. But while you were gone, more conversation about the tiger and the tiger lady and what to do with it. I think you have not weighed in on these as much. We had Victoria's done a great job.
Sure, I did. And I actually took mine.
I wondered if you took it with you to call. Yeah. Right. So what are you worried about? Why do you take it with you?
Well, you know what? I have mace and I have a taser, and I always feel weird traveling with them because I feel like just what you said. Why do you take them with you? What are you worried about? Plus, they're big and bulky, and so I decided that since my mom and I were traveling and we were going to be roaming around in airports and stuff, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to slip it into my bag. Went through TSA, no one looked at it twice, and I think that's because of the design. I mean, it's small and it just sort of fits in your bag, and it looks like a little square. And then if you need it, God forbid, you just press it and the claws come out, almost like a cat's claws, to scratch an attacker if you had one. So it's just an extra element of safety. And so, yeah, I traveled with it this last time.
Claws come out like it was two ladies fighting over the same man, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
only this is
come
the real.
Right. Like women care about men anymore, please.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly.
All right. Tiger Lady is easy to use. It's lightweight, as Jennifer has suggested. Doesn't get there's no attraction for any of the checkers. And if you look at the way the claws come out, it's kind of like Wolverine, in a manner of speaking. You don't have to be trained. It's very safe, legal in all 50 states. It's protection for those of you who feel like you need it. Here's how you get it. You go online to tigerlady.com, tigerlady.com, use the code DJV, get 15% off a pack of four of these, 15% off using the code DJV, at tigerlady.com. Protect yourself. Tigerlady.com, code DJV, 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
When you think of Dolly Parton, this is one of the songs you think about first. Dolly said she was excited to be in the Hollywood mix on Emmy Awards weekend. How many people watched the Emmys last night? Raise your hands, please.
Watched a little bit of it. It was a little boring, I thought.
Yeah, it was kind of slow.
That's Stephen Colbert. And I thought the mix... what's his face? James Late Night. Cordell, not Cordell.
Corden.
Corden. I like...
James Cordell is also really nice.
Him anyway, back to Dolly. She is 71 years old. You know what? I'm a little tired of people keeping the focus on age as if at some point in time you're supposed to stop. Or, oh, isn't that amazing? No.
Well,
she's taking good care of herself.
She and Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin came out at the Emmys. And Jane Fonda, I mean, Lily Tomlin kind of, I mean, she looks fine. But Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton look amazing. I don't care how old they are. They look fantastic.
They both had found, maybe they're using the same person, but they both found the the way to salvation is through good work. And
I thought it was actually kind of funny because Jane Fonda got really political, and Dolly Parton goes, I don't know, I'm just here to have fun. And I thought, how funny. It was sort of awkward, but kind of cute all at the same time.
I just said, did I say it on the air or off the air? I'm just a damn sick of these things going in that direction. You lose half the audience, and you also lose the entertainment value because there's nothing entertaining about them and their chorus of chirping. So, and Dolly's smart enough. She's the only one who's smart enough, although Fonda deserves the attention that she gets. And
everyone expects it from Jane Fonda. I mean, this is nothing new. This is 50 years in the making.
Right, Not all about fancy parties for Dolly over the weekend. She spent some time in the kitchen. She said, listen to this. I made some sausage and biscuits for my trip home on the bus after the show was over. I made some chicken and dumplings, a few groceries that I put together. Can you imagine Dolly Parton walking into a grocery store? I'm having a hard time.
I like to. I love her so much. And actually, on my bucket list, you know, I see a lot of concerts. She would be one I definitely would love.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Yeah. I have not seen her. Anybody seen her in concert? I've never
seen
her in concert. Yeah.
Her newest album is wonderful. It's so good.
Great energy. So anyway, she says, when we're on the tour bus, I always cook my own food. That's good. I don't know this song. What's this song?
Heartbreaker. I don't know it either, but I really like it. Yeah. As I do with most Dolly Parton. I don't think so.
Crank it up a little bit, Kara. It has that air of, the air of it connotes what the title does, Heartbreaker, Story About a Heartbreak. Yes, somebody who's a heartbreaker. By the way, she was up for an Emmy in the TV movie category for Dolly Parton's Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love.
Right. I was bummed for her. She didn't win.
Yeah.
I know. She wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deserves to win. All right, next up in the musical news department, McCartney has a big night of memories at Madison Square Garden over the weekend. As it turns out, the show made a lasting memory for the fans as well, because Bruce Springsteen came on stage during the encore. He joined Stevie Van Zandt playing I Saw Her Standing There, not once but twice with Paul. Crank this up. Rocking out with a boss sounded so good we had to do it twice, said McCartney. McCartney's rare live performance of the day in the life also. There you go. I start to. Listen to that. I saw her. 28 after the hour.
Changing language changes experience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When the stock market falls to minimize panic, the media usually reports that it eased off a bit. Of course, we all know that when the market's doing well, they don't say it eased forward. Instead, they say it climbed or surged forward. But we're not just subjected to how the media frames language, because the words we listen to the most occur inside of our own heads. But the most important thing to know is this: how you say things to yourself can change how you experience situations. For example, you can look at challenges in your life as horrible experiences or obstacles to be overcome. There's a whole world of language you can use, but choose wisely, because changing language changes experience. For more on self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users, some not so much. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
The hour now. How do you do? It's Monday with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV experience. Looking at the storm, still going to be a big conversation piece this week as one storm blows out, another storm comes up behind it, and the radio circumstances. Several of our. There I go again with my. Allergies. You know, I have to tell a story. This is Shiny Penny on the sidewalk. Before we get to the Irma and stations in Florida, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, for those of you who have allergies to whatever, many of you have heard over the last, I don't know how many years, I've had allergies to what I thought was the conditions on the farm. Whether it's an allergy to certain things like the weeds and things that are in the fields that I'm working in, or whether it's something that's in the air around here, or something, we even thought it was something in the house. So I had an exam and an analysis done. Again, I had one done 3 or 4 years ago, and it showed that I was, there were like 3,000 things in the category, and I figured ragweed was going to be number one. Nah, didn't even show up. And neither did any of the other things. But there was never anything conclusive about what came out of it. So I tried it one more time with somebody I really respect. And what I have an allergy to, as it turns out, I'm not sure what view it is.
Surprise.
But thank you. No, this has to do with three things. It has to do with items that are cold, items that have dairy in them, all right, and items that have, what's the third thing? Let me think. No, it's, well, the bottom line is that it boils down. Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, was it sugar? I can't remember.
It's sugar, that was it. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and I'm very sad for you.
Sugar?
This is your whole diet. All you do is eat fruit and ice cream.
But that's
when was the last time you ate some protein? I mean, come on.
I mean, we had some quinoa. How do you pronounce that?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
That's supposed to be
quinoa. I love the quinoa. I eat it all the time.
Why do they spell it the way it sounds? You look at it, it doesn't look like that word at all, but yes, quinoa. I had last night. We had some fish and lettuce and spinach and quinoa. So there.
That sounds like the first healthy meal you've had in months.
No, we.
I bet you would feel better if you did more of that.
I eat very well with Meredith. Very conscious of that.
Yeah, but what about like the average night when you just come home? What do you have? Right. What's a normal day?
At the end of the day, I would have some soup, or I would have. I have some fish, and I eat consciously. If I have the time and the interest in doing it. Otherwise, I'll just have something that's handy. But, you know, I think you misjudge how I eat.
Well, you're a very healthy-looking guy. I'm not being judgy. I just know that ice cream is like a staple for you.
Ice cream, sugar and cold.
Too much sugar.
Well, that's, the allergy is to sugar, cold, and dairy. And there it is.
I've never heard anyone being allergic to cold.
To cold.
There's something that goes on in your body if you're having a lot of cold, ingesting a lot of cold stuff. All right. Anyway, so that was explaining my voice why I had a little cough in it. Meanwhile, back in Florida, there are still 21 stations, several of which carry this program that are kaputsky, and so. When you see the track of this new storm, you got to wonder, how are they going to get, or should they even bother try to put things back up again, make it right. And then you see some of the good, really good things that come out of this. Another story, Victoria, this weekend floating around about all these dogs that were accommodated in that hotel, not only in Florida. I think there are other places, too, but it was most obvious in the Hyatt Regency in Orlando, opening its doors to 900 or 1,000 dogs or something, and their families during the hurricane. The Hyatt Hotels, I know, having traveled with Charlotte, pet-friendly, but with the Orlando outpost, this was really something that was above and beyond. They welcomed 4,500 guests and all these hundreds of dogs. They have a $150 cleaning charge for guests who travel with pets, if there's a problem. They lowered the cleaning fee to $50 because of the circumstances. I would have thought they'd just forgotten about it. And I don't know, who brings a dog? Who doesn't train a dog well enough to not, or maybe I just, Charlotte never did things like that. But
some dogs in under stress. I mean, there's some older dogs who might have an accident. I mean, you know, this is a very stressful time. You never know.
Okay.
Some dogs were afraid to go out in the wind and the rain, you know, and it's, I don't fault anybody for that. But
I wasn't faulting him. I just was trying to figure out if that was a problem with most dogs.
I don't know about most, but, you know,
many.
I mean, it's the thing is that people didn't realize, I think, and this was going around on Facebook and on social media, that in Florida, the governor made it illegal for a hotel to turn you away if you have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people didn't know that. And unfortunately, people were trying to make the decision between seeking shelter and putting their dogs, you know, giving their dogs away to the ASPCA. So that was unfortunate that was not a more broadly broadcast message because that was
illegal.
I
heard him say it in a speech talking about people with the animals would not be turned away, which I thought was a really cool thing to do. It's too bad more people didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, Jennifer, Before we leave disasters, I did not realize that...
Tell me about your life.
Yeah. No, your life's okay. You got a great life. Lots to be thankful for. So last spring, there was a massive landslide on the north end of Route 1, Highway 1, in Northern California. A million tons of rocks and dirt, 13 acres of coastline out onto the road, and they haven't been cleaning it up, or at least they haven't been doing it very well. Now comes word that it'll be next year and $40 million to rebuild or fix this area near Big Sur. So we could take the... Then you have to get on... When you take the one up to a certain point, you have to get on the 101, but you can't get on the Pacific Coast Highway up around there, apparently. And this is not... The mudslide in... There was one in February. There's one in May. All these storms. And I remember when right outside sort of... As you come down the street that I used to live on, it took a right to go up the PCH. That whole thing collapsed a couple, 3 years ago. And it was, it's a mess there. But yet people want, they want to support, they love that highway. And it's a great tourist attraction. But why the heck does it take them a year to get it cleared off?
Welcome to California. I have no idea. Yeah. I actually hadn't heard about it not being cleared off yet. Mm. But this is just how it is. I mean, I'm not even kidding when I tell you that after I leave this program, you know, I go and do a couple of other jobs that I have. And I use our freeway system in California. And they've been doing a project literally for a year and 2 months. And I have no idea what they've done. But I know that the freeway is always torn up. And there's always, it's down to two lanes. And if you don't time things right, you don't get through. I mean, it's amazing how slow the work goes here in California.
And for what good reason? One would only wonder, is it the unions that slow you down? Is it government oversight? What the heck is it that makes California? I love California, going there this weekend to visit my children, but I just wonder sometimes. And I live there in the wintertime, love the ambiance, but it is, you get fed up with it after a while. Because it's the same old stuff. And you think
it's disappointing
people. Yeah. The people become more, instead of becoming more political about things and cleaning up, it seems in California, folks become less political. Do you think after a while people just get frustrated and they drop out in any circumstance like this? Do you feel that way, Kara or Victoria, when you deal with Washington is notorious for the same kind of stuff? I suppose New York is as well. I don't know about New Jersey, other than whatever Victoria tells me or whatever shot she takes at the governor. Is Christie still governor?
Technically. Well, no. I mean, he handed it over to the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, that's what
so
I thought.
There is an election, though, that's in the process. So, yeah.
What, an election for fall?
For governor.
November?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's something interesting. Well, at any rate, it just is. It's easy to be critical, for sure, and sometimes that's not constructive. But after a while, you look at all this stuff and you just scratch your head and say, okay. And it's easy enough to say we have to spend money on infrastructure, but then you look at what is the balance here. What are we spending our money on, and why is it that all summer, every year, whenever the weather is good, the roads are chewed up everywhere at a time when most people are using them? Is there any common sense attached to this? You know, they say, well, we're accommodating the roadway, we're accommodating the traffic by doing the work at night.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. So that still means the roads are...
Which they should be doing.
Yeah. But, by the way, did you know that it costs... There's a 30% premium on doing the work at night?
Of course, with the unions. Are you kidding?
Right. Yeah. 30%. It costs 30% more to do the work at night. But why not do it right the first time?
The thing is, I don't understand why they have to tear up multiple things. Why can't you tear one thing up, finish it, then tear up the next thing and finish it? It seems like it's like a kid that walks into its bedroom and just throws everything off the walls and then walks out. I mean,
woo-hoo!
It's nuts.
Let's tear up the road again. Yay! All right. Let's get to some sports news here. At 45 past the hour, let's go to Miami first. I know Jennifer likes the Tom Brady stories. So, Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on the animals and how they were affected by Irma in the connection to the NBA?
Well, you know, of course, there's throughout the storm, there's been so many wonderful stories of people helping, and especially with animals, lots of animal stories, animals were affected. But the Miami Heat down in Miami, they've been trying to do their part as well as the NBA team there. And so Udonis Haslem and the coach, Eric Spoelstra, spent part of the weekend helping some really cute little puppies and kittens. And so they're getting them out of Miami and getting them to a no-kill shelter in Oakland, California, where they'll be met by the Golden State Warriors. So it's a really nice NBA pass handoff to, I know, mixed metaphor there with sports, but a nice handoff to another NBA team who wants to help. And so FedEx and it was also involved as a partnership. And so they got over 100 animals loaded up on the truck and got them shipped out. And Udonis said, I love animals. I have 3 dogs. And throughout the hurricane, I was very involved in walking them in the rain when they didn't want to walk and go out. And he said, my heart goes out to all the animals. And so it'll be really fun to see the Golden State Warriors on the other end when the trucks arrive with the animals to see how they're going to contribute to it as well. But it's just really nice that, you know, the NBA has some good players and some, you know, it's a good PR moment too. But I think it sounds like it was genuine.
Yeah. Good. All right. That's a good story. Jen Jen. Tom Brady. Yeah. And Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, boy. All right. So everybody loves Colin Kaepernick, I guess. The New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had some kind words for Colin Kaepernick, who's a free agent on Saturday. He expressed hope that he'll catch on with an NFL team eventually. In an appearance on CBS This Morning, Tom Brady said the following regarding Kaepernick and how he feels about the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback. He said, quote, I've always watched him and admired him. The way that he's played, he was a great young quarterback. He came to our stadium and beat us and took his team to the Super Bowl. He accomplished a lot in the pros as a player, and he's certainly qualified. I hope he gets a shot. So, no, warm wishes. I think if you're a human being, I think you would wish good things for Colin Kaepernick. I think he's had a very interesting career, and I think a lot of people put the emphasis on why Colin Kaepernick isn't playing. And the fact that Colin Kaepernick isn't playing is because his play went downhill, and many people feel that it's political because he was taking a knee during the national anthem.
Really? Political on whose part?
His part, I mean, well, he did something that was political in taking a knee during a national anthem. So I think a lot of people think he's been aced out of football because of politics.
But has he? And, is that reality? Has he really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe some teams think he might be too much of a risk now because NFL ratings are going down. That's real. But the reason that Colin Kaepernick, I believe, took the knee in the first place was because he was just weeks away from getting cut from the San Francisco 49ers because his play had also gone downhill.
Yeah. All right, it's interesting to see how this stuff all flushes out in a manner of speaking. It's now 11 before the hour, 11 minutes before the hour, EJV time.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions!
More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's now 53 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I are going to go through, mostly Victoria, some of the major stories affecting you from the realm of technology, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter asks a question. If you had to hire every one of the people who work for you now, would you hire them over again? Think about each person that you have working for you. Knowing what you know now about them, would you hire them one more time? If the answer is no on any one of them, why do you keep them? Why don't you go through the process? I think it's a very important question. Do you keep people because you feel like you have to, you want to because you feel obliged to them? Are they doing the job? If they aren't and you want to replace them, the way to replace them is to use ZipRecruiter.com. At ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with one click. And when I ask you those questions, I think those are really legitimate questions for people who run businesses, no matter how big or small the businesses are. Would you hire the people that you have working for you now? I've made mistakes over my years of having any number of businesses, hired the wrong person for the wrong reason, sometimes at the wrong time. And I'm betting that all those of you who have employees have done the same thing. There's no perfection here, but there's a better shot at it when you use the software that ZipRecruiter has. That's why posting your job opportunity, that's a great start, and then letting them through their dashboard give you the qualified candidates in 24 hours, no emails for you to juggle, just screen and rate and manage the candidates in one place. So you get better hires, so you won't have buyer's remorse, if you will, after you get the wrong person. ZipRecruiter will help you find the right people. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the way to use ZipRecruiter free. Free, yes, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV. All right, so, Victoria, I saw this information about these new satellites, these tiny satellites that are good for all kinds of things, tracking wildfires among them. We've been talking a lot about the wildfires. But these tiny space satellites that go up there will be helpful because they're inexpensive to develop. But if you launch all of them into space, what does that do for the amount of space junk when they stop operating? I wonder who's thinking about that, if anybody. I mean, yeah, it's important to have
the ability
to pinpoint the fires and that kind of stuff and have them up in orbit. But then when they're all done, what happens to them? If you put hundreds of these things out into space, I just wonder. I mean, I think the idea is great, but then at the end, who's thinking about the junk?
Right.
Right? I mean, think about it. If you haven't heard the story, there is an idea here, and especially with the fires in the Northwest and Canada and Montana and those sort of things, NASA is working with California companies to sort of bolt these thermal sensors to a bunch of satellites, and they expect to be able to do it next year. So, anyway, yeah, good, not so good. There's an up and a down to all of it. All right, so the iPhones are in the focus again, and it's because people are trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to buy this new $1,000 damn iPhone, but what do I do with my old one? And what do you do with the old one?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do, and people are a bit confused right now. They obviously, if they have an iPhone 6 or a 7, they want to get the most money that they can before they upgrade to the 8 or the 10. And so Apple hasn't listed the trade-in values yet for the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, but it's estimated that they'll fall somewhere around $260 for a really good condition iPhone, meaning normal wear and tear is fine, but you can't have any cracks on your screen. So it looks like they're in somewhere in the 200 and something range as well for the iPhone 6 Plus. Now, if you joined an iPhone upgrade program when you bought the 7 or the 7 Plus, you don't have to worry because you automatically will get the 8 if you want it. Amazon has a smartphone trade-in program that a lot of people don't know about, but instead of Apple credit, you actually get Amazon credit. So if you have an Amazon account and you want to trade in your phone, they'll give you whatever they say it's worth, and then they just credit your Amazon account, and you can buy movies, you can buy groceries, whatever you want with it. So it's like getting an Amazon gift card, which is kind of cool. Best Buy is also doing one as well, and instead of getting an Amazon card, you'll get a Best Buy card, and you can use that towards anything that Best Buy sells, appliances, or whatever. My personal favorite, though, from all of the research that I've done on how to get the most money for your old iPhone is, believe it or not, it's through eBay. eBay is offering the highest rates, and it's a fairly simple process, so that's probably where I'm going to be selling my iPhone 6. It'll be through eBay.
eBay, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know there are options, and that's the important part of that story, Victoria. Thank you. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.